through my presentation.
Thank you.
Well, in the packet that I just gave you, you have a copy there, first of all, of the Taney County Nightly Rental Code. And I want to first direct your attention to that very first paragraph where it says that special regulations of nightly rentals is necessary to ensure that their use will be compatible with surrounding residential uses and will not materially alter the neighborhoods in which they are located. Based on that statement alone, there are several reasons why the application and decision for 112 North Tuscany should be revoked. And if you would first look at the code where it's talking about parking, it says there that a site plan shall be submitted with an application for a nightly rental special use permit, which identifies the location of the required off-street parking. Well, this was not done, and it was pointed out to the P&Z that this driveway was too steep. Again, under that same code, it says that no more vehicles shall be parked on the property than there are designated off-street parking spaces. Inability to provide the required off-street parking would reduce the permitted occupancy. So this would prohibit rentals from having large family gatherings, that because this would be bringing in more occupants and cars than they have designated parking spaces. And if you would look there where I have marked Exhibit A, those photographs have meaning because this was the situation in that condo 2 weekends ago when there was approximately 14 people there. They parked on the street, and then they parked in the pool area. We, the permanent residents, have been requested that we need to park in our garages. But the rentals, they can park 2 to 5 cars in the driveway, on the street, and then they use our pool area for an overflow. P&Z did not follow their guidance code for the parking requirement. This parking violation makes this unit not compatible with the surrounding residential uses, and it certainly alters our neighborhood. And then if you will look under the fire district compliance, it says a compliance letter should have been submitted with from the local fire district with the application. Again, this was not done. And if you would look at Exhibit B, it shows the total square footage of that condo being 1,627 feet. That total includes the loft area. There's a letter attached there that shows that Jim Single agreed to the square footage calculation they presented, and at one person per 200 square feet, the correct occupants should have been 8 at the time of the original application. Later, when he realizes that the window in the loft area was not an operable window, he retracted that and said that the loft area could not be used as a sleeping area. And you have that email attached in that package. P&Z was given that email about where the sleeping loft had been negated. At the time of the original application, this unit was actually a 2-bedroom unit. And this was pointed out to planning and zoning. The applicant has never come back to P&Z with the changes they are trying to make to this unit. Again, in the packet, you have a floor plan that shows the original footprint of these units, and they were designed to be 2 bedrooms. The total occupancy for this unit should be 6, just like the occupancy rule states. Again, the P&Z did not follow their guidance code by giving a clarification of the occupancy they were going to permit. Their staff recommendations say that the total occupancy may be further limited based upon the provisions of the Western Taney County Fire Protection District requirements and regulations. This should have further limited them when they discovered that the window did not open. This unit was purchased by the applicant in 2015. If you look at the code there under 4.7.13, it states that if the property changes ownership, then the special use permit should immediately expire. This unit should have been required to have the fire suppression system put in because it came under new ownership. This was not done. PNC approved this unit again, not following their guidance code on occupancy or fire compliance. And if you look at the last exhibit there, Exhibit C, you're going to look at that and say, well, why is that significant? Because this is an example of what's happening. This is a review that says this family came in with 25 people, and because the driveway was steep, they chose to park in different driveways that were not assigned to them. Now, you have the rental company, and they come up here and they say to you that they want to live harmoniously with the permanent residents, and they just cannot understand why we are so upset. Well, these pictures and that review are just some examples of what's happening on a regular basis. There is never anyone from the rental companies checking these people in nor checking their numbers and assuring that these rules are being enforced. Once they acquire their permit, it's a free-for-all. These units were never designed to accommodate 25 people, but 2 to 4. Again, I refer you back to that very first paragraph of the rental code. It was to ensure that their use was compatible with the surrounding residents' uses and will not materially alter the neighborhood in which they are located. It has, and it is, altering our neighborhood. PNC has denied other applications in other subdivisions for the same reasons that we are pointing out, but they are ignoring them in Branson Creek. They have ignored their own guidance code on the parking issues, the occupancy, and the fire suppression system. The planning and zoning have not been consistent in their rulings. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. Does anyone have any questions for Sandra? I have a quick one for you. The feedback for 2017 Christmas and July vacation, it looks like it was just a few weeks ago. Did you find that on a feedback site?
It was
site
on
for
Sunset Rentals website.
For this specific
no,
address?
No, it was for 130.
Okay.
It's not one we are discussing tonight, but that's an example of what's happening virtually on a weekly basis.
Okay, thank you. Neil?
I'm going to make this real quick, gentlemen. The frustration level of the permanent residents because of decisions reached by planning and zoning is extremely high, thus resulting in sharp and sometimes provocative words. For this, any words, provocative words I might have used, I apologize. We just want our neighborhood to be used as it was originally intended to be and not to be destroyed by outside investors looking for the almighty dollar. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Murphy? Thank you, Neil. Karen?
Sandra pretty well covered it, and everything applies to this that applied to Mr. Billingsley, especially the buffer. Where it says in there that you could have a wall, it doesn't mean a non, it doesn't mean a wall that you can hear through. It means a privacy wall that's outside as a separation between the two houses. The wall in the villa is not soundproof. You can hear laughter, loud party and laughter. You could hear chairs dragging across the floor because renters don't put buffers on them. Owners do. We all, neighbor to neighbor, we all are very, we take care of each other, and so we take care of those matters. And I have a list of 64 residents who supported permanent residents against nightly rentals. It's not just a few. There is 64 there, and we've added three more. So we now have 67 who are against nightly rentals. We pointed out that the applications were not correct. We do know, as a matter of fact, that there was not one application that had the buffer addressed. It did not have the fire inspection report attached like the guidance code requires. It did not have a floor plan. They had no idea what the floor plan was. It was not attached and it was not addressed other than to say the villas. They were all represented by Sunset Rentals as three bedrooms. The villas were not built that way. The villas were two bedroom and a loft. Therefore, this does not qualify to sleep 10 people like is on the website for Sunset Rental. They say it's a four bedroom and that it is sleeping 10. I don't believe, Scott, that, or I address you, I don't believe that Scott has received any information to qualify this as a four bedroom, and that it came before the P&Z again to have it as a four bedroom, but it's being rented as a four bedroom because they did modifications inside, not approved by the P&Z. So all the other things apply to here, and especially the buffer. And that's all I have to say on this.
I have a question for you. Do you live on the other half of this duplex?
I live right across the street from it.
So you don't live in the other half of this duplex?
I do not, but a permanent resident does live there.
A permanent resident has not come before the board?
She just moved in, and she was working tonight, so she could not come.
Are there any other questions for Karen Murphy? Thank you, Karen.
Thanks.
Barb?
Hello, I'm Barb Durham. I'm with Sunset Nightly Rentals. I apologize. I walked out of the office and don't have a lot of my printouts, so I'm kind of going from memory here. Just to reacquaint you guys, we manage 11 of the properties at Branson Creek, and currently right now we have the certificates of compliance on 7 of those properties. We've gone fully through the whole process, including 112 North Tuscany. Planning and zoning was aware that we made this into a four-bedroom. I consulted with Scott before doing that. I also consulted with Jim Single, and I provided his sign-off regarding this specific unit and our occupancy of 10, and he specifically states with the loft. I met with Jim yesterday on another property, and actually to do the his sign-off on 360 Black Rock and another property that we have out there, 209 Stony Point, and we discussed the loft again, and he knows it's a sleeping area. So this isn't true that we haven't made planning and zoning aware, that we haven't made the fire department aware. We've worked with Scott and Benita through the whole process. I said we've got the CFC.